Well, good morning, everyone. Did you enjoy the presentation this morning? Oh, very good, weren't they? I don't know if I've ever seen so many pure white costumes all together. I think the washing machines must have been working really hard last night to get them all ready. I'm not going to do a half-hour sermon for you this morning. It's just going to be a quick 10 minutes. And I want to ask you one question. Thinking about the presentation, thinking about all the nativity services and Christmas services you've been involved in the past, you might have taken part in one yourself when you were younger. And what part did you play? It's always a hard one for the people preparing it because, you know, there are a limited number of parts you can have. You can have one Joseph and one Mary, several wise men maybe, three or possibly more. But you can have lots of angels and you can have lots of shepherds, can't you? And so that's always a good one to fall back on. Some of the more imaginative people might have maybe an innkeeper, or I've heard about someone who was the door, or someone who said they were the third fish in the presentation. I'm not sure what was going on there. But the question I want you to think about, and some of the parents and children must have thought about this over the last week, what would you rather be, an angel or a shepherd? An angel or a shepherd? We seem to have more angels than shepherds today, so some, maybe that shows a bit of a preference. But I want you to think about it. The angels we have a picture of are very different sometimes to what the Bible tells us. We think about sometimes they're quite feminine shapes, so they've got wings, they've usually got a halo, and they're bright, they're beautiful, they're lovely. But what does the Bible tell us about the angels? The one thing I kept seeing as I looked into the Bible is that people responded to the angels with fear. They were fearsome things. When the shepherds met the angels that we just heard about, the Bible says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them and they were filled with great fear. When an angel appeared to Zechariah, John's dad, it says, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense, and Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. That's interesting, isn't it, that people should respond with fear to such beautiful creatures? Way back in the book of Daniel, Daniel had a vision and an angel appeared to him. And Daniel tells us, so he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was frightened and fell on my face. Angels are much more impressive creatures than we usually give them credit for. Why did these people fear? Because they are powerful. I think we tried to show you that this morning with them wearing dark glasses. That helped. But right in the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were put out of the garden, and the Bible tells us that God put an angel at the entrance holding a flaming sword, turning around. That's an impressive sight. In the book of Kings, we read about an angel that God sent to defeat the Assyrian army, 185,000 people, and an angel was sent to destroy them. That's how powerful the angels were. They were powerful, and they were pure. They were holy creatures. And also, I asked someone yesterday, I said, would you rather be an angel or a shepherd? And he said, I'd rather be an angel, because they're close to God. They get to be in heaven. They get to be close to where God is. They get to praise Him all the day long. And that's another benefit of being an angel as well, isn't it? Would you rather be an angel or a shepherd? Well, what about the shepherds then? The Bible is full of shepherds. Right from the very beginning, Adam and Eve's son Abel was a shepherd. How do we know? Because he made a sacrifice and he brought a lamb before God. And it tells us that God was pleased with the sacrifice. Right in the very beginning, we had shepherds. But Why did Abel sacrifice that little lamb? Well, it was because he was a sinner, because he had disobeyed God, and he knew that blood had to be spilled for his sins to bring some forgiveness. And so he brought a lamb before God. David, probably the greatest king that Israel had, he started off as a shepherd. When Samuel came to anoint the son of Jesse, he went through all the 7 older boys and none of them were suitable. And Samuel said, well, is there anyone else? Yes, there's David, but he's out in the fields tending the sheep. And they brought him in and Samuel anointed him. And David became a great king. But although he was the best king that Israel had, he was still a sinner. There was a time when David stole another man's wife, and he sent that man into battle to die in the heat of the battle. David knew that he needed forgiveness. He needed a sacrifice. Joseph was a shepherd with his brothers. They tended the sheep until his brothers threw him in a pit and then sold him into slavery. Eventually, Joseph rose to be a prince in Egypt. Moses, who started off as a prince in Egypt, he had to flee. And what did he become? A shepherd. That's right. All through the Bible, we read about shepherds. We read about people looking after the sheep. And the picture is clear that we are the sheep that need looking after. And also that we are sinners. And a sacrifice has to be made for us. Which would you rather be? An angel or a shepherd? My answer is I'd rather be a shepherd. And I'll explain why. You see, the angels were hugely privileged. They were powerful. They were pure. They were in heaven praising God. They had so many benefits. They're amazing. They looked down on God becoming a baby, and they wondered at how amazing it all was. But those shepherds who were poor, who were lowly, who were sinners, when they were told by the angels to go and find the baby, they went and they saw a Savior. Not just a Savior for the world, but a Savior for them. Because Jesus didn't come for the angels. He came for children. He came for adults. He came for shepherds. He came for fishermen. He came for every single one of us. I think it's even greater to know salvation from Jesus than it would be to be an angel and not need that salvation in the first place. And I hope this morning that you know that salvation from Jesus. Let me read you a final short passage from Peter. When Peter was writing a letter to the Christians, he explained to them that salvation had been predicted by the prophets in the Old Testament. It was such an amazing thing. They talked about it, but they didn't really fully understand it themselves. And at the end of his explanation, he says this, things into which angels long to look. If you are a Christian, you have experienced something that even an angel longs to know and longs to know more about. Accept him today. And become like these shepherds who believed and were saved and went and told others all about the Savior who had come.